Shalom, welcome to Tanakh Study. This is Alex Israel from Alon Shvut. And this week we're going to be talking about the Ramban on Parshat Ki Tisa and the famous story of the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf. Of course, the golden calf is one of the great and outstanding sins that we see Bnei Yisrael do in the wilderness. It's so serious that God threatens to totally destroy the people. Our parsha describes the sin itself. Moshe has gone up the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. He comes down with the tablets of stone, and when he returns, he sees the people dancing and sacrificing to a calf. And this is when he smashes the tablets of stone, and the people realize that they've done something pretty sinful. The parasha ends with Moshe going up the mountain a second time, where God tells him, "Psolecha shnei luchot avanim karishonim." He goes, when God has already seemingly forgiven the people, to receive the second tablets of stone, and then he goes up for another 40 days and 40 nights, and comes down the mountain with the second tablets intact. In fact, it's such a special moment that we read how Moshe's face is radiating with a brilliance of light that is almost frightening in its intensity. The question that I would like to understand, and which becomes a debate between Rashi and the Ramban, is whether Am Yisrael did any tshuva. Did Am Yisrael repent? How did Am Yisrael reach the point where, from God being so furious with them and threatening to destroy them, and the tablets being smashed, how did they reach the point where God wanted to actually renew the relationship and issue the second tablets of stone? In other words, if we could imagine the first tablets, almost like we call them Luchot HaEdut, they are the tablets of testimony. They testify to the covenant, almost like a ketubah, like a marriage document. And because they have betrayed the relationship, God has, so to speak, torn up the luchot, torn up the ketubah. Now we see that the relationship is back on, and God wants to reissue the marriage document, reissue the tablets of testimony. How did the Jewish people reach that point where God wanted to renew the relationship? And that's the question that is under debate this week. And it comes back to an amazing scene here in Perek Lamed Gimel, chapter 33. And I'm going to read the story, and it's almost touching in its beauty. Here's the way it's described. Moshe yikach et ha'ohel. Moshe took his tent. V'nata lo michutz l'machane. He pitched his tent outside the camp, but not just outside. Harachek min ha'machane. Far from the camp. V'kara lo ohel moed. He called it the tent of meeting. V'haya kol mevakesh Hashem yitze el ohel moed. Anybody who sought God would go out to that tent. Hashem michutz l'machane. It was outside the camp. I'm going to stop here. There's something very palpable here. God doesn't want to be in the camp of Israel. If you want to meet God, you have to go outside the camp. Michutz l'machane. And more than that, harachek min ha'machane, far away from the camp. Part of the drama of the golden calf is whether God will yeilech Hashem b'kirbeinu. Will God go in our midst? Ki amshk she'oref hu. Even though we are such, because we're such a stiff-necked people, because we're so stubborn and we never change, God says, lo ele b'kirbecha. I don't want to be amongst you. Atem amshk she'oref, says God, rega echad ele b'kirbecha. If I enter your midst for a second, V'chiliticha, I will destroy you. And therefore it's as if God leaves the camp, goes out, and if you want to meet with God, you can't meet with God in the camp. You have to go far, far away from the camp. Here's what happens. And here I continue reading from Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Chet. Vayakatei Moshe el Ohel, when Moshe would go out to the tent, Yakumu kol ha'am, all the people arose, v'nitzvu ish petach ohalo, and each person stood at the entrance to their tent, v'hibitu acharei Moshe ad bo ha'ohala, and they watched Moshe, they stared, they watched Moshe until he went to the tent. V'haya kavo Moshe ohala, when he arrived at the tent, yered amud ha'anan, the cloud, which apparently had been hovering over that tent in the distance, would descend. V'amad petach ohel, the cloud would descend to the entrance to the tent. V'diber Moshe, and the divine presence would speak with Moshe. V'ra'a kol ha'am et amud ha'anan omed petach ohel, and when the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, v'kam kol ha'am v'ishtachavu ish petach ohelo, then all the people bowed low at the entrance to their tents. V'diber Hashem al Moshe panim al panim, and God would speak to Moshe face to face, ka'asher yidaber ish al re'ehu, like a person would speak to their friend. V'shav al ha'machane, and then he would come back to the camp, etc., etc. What's happening here? It's almost touching, it's moving. What's happening here is that the people, there's almost a symmetry between the, first of all, the tent is in the distance. Can you imagine? Each time Moshe walks out to the tent, how long did it take? 10 minutes? 20 minutes? Half an hour? The people are watching Moshe longingly as he goes out to meet God by the tent. And they all stand at the entrance of their tents. And when the pillar of cloud, which indicates the Shekhinah, the presence of God, when it descends, there's almost a symmetry. They bow down to their tent as the presence of God descends to the entrance of the tent in the distance. If I had to express what they're doing with their bowing down, is they're saying, we're sorry. Hashem, come home. Come back into the camp. And maybe now we understand why it is so dramatic when Va'asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Tocham, make for me a sanctuary and I will dwell in their midst. I will dwell amongst them. The Mishkan is a moment where Hashem comes back into the camp after months and months of the only place where Moshe could meet God is outside the camp. Hashem was giving a palpable expression that he doesn't want anything to do with us. And when Hashem issued the instruction of the Mishkan, he was saying, I'm willing to return, I'm willing to come back to the camp. I sense almost a sense of remorse on the part of the people. You can really feel a sense of regret and a sense of the people really reaching out to Hashem and saying, please Hashem, we made a mistake, but don't be so far away. And now I return to the Ramban and Rashi. Because when did this story happen? The Ramban is of the opinion that this happens in the middle 40 days between the 40 days of the first tablets and the 40 days of the second tablets. If I just go into dates very quickly, the first 40 days is between Shavuot and the 17th of Tammuz. Shavuot being the 6th of Sivan, he goes up on the 7th, and if you can imagine 40 days, it's basically a month and 10 days. We have after Sivan, Tammuz, 40 days he comes down on the 17th of Tammuz. It's a fast day because the tablets were broken on that day. The last 40 days are from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, and the day in which Moshe descended with the second Luchot, the sign of forgiveness, the sign of renewal, the sign that the great sin of the golden calf had been forgiven, was in fact Yom Kippur itself. Again, Yom Kippur is symbolic because our sins are forgiven and we're given a new lease on life. Hashem is willing to renew. What happened in the middle days? What happened from the 17th Tammuz to the beginning of Elul? Basically, we're talking about what sometimes we call Bein HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks. really the month of Av and the end of the month of Tammuz. What happened during that time? Rashi bases himself on a pasuk in Sefer Devarim, where in Sefer Devarim, Moshe is recounting the story of the golden calf. And he talks about how he had to pray for the people. And there in Perek Tet, Pasuk Yudchet, he says, Ve'enapal lifnei Hashem karishona arba'im yom v'arba'im laila, lechem lo achalti umayim lo shatiti. I fell before God to pray for you, to pray for your forgiveness. Like at the beginning, 40 days and 40 nights, I didn't eat bread and I didn't drink water. Al kol chatatchem asher chatatem lasot hara b'inei Hashem lahachiso, because you'd angered God. And Rashi says that in fact Moshe went up the mountain for three sets of 40 days. The first set he went to get the first luchot, which he smashed. The second set he went up for 40 days and 40 nights to pray for forgiveness. And the third set of 40 days was when Hashem had already forgiven us, and he went up for 40 days and 40 nights to get the second tablets of stone. And that's what Rashi says. In that case, according to Rashi, all the drama that is going on is really with Moshe. And for Rashi, and you can look this up in our parasha, in chapter 33, verse 11, Rashi gives this whole timeline. And that means that all the heavy lifting is being done by Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, this whole story about the tent, according to Rashi, and Moshe meeting God in the distance, only happens after the second tablets have already been issued. It happens after Yom Kippur, between that time and the time of the establishment of the Mishkan on the first of Nisan in the second year. What Rashi gains here is that he explains very nicely the verse in Devarim. But the implication here is that the entire process of forgiveness rests on the shoulders of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ramban disagrees and again applies his rule of Yesh Mukdamu Mulchar B'Torah. And he bases himself also on a midrash in Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer and says that Moshe did not, he went up the mountain once for 40 days and 40 nights to get the first tablets, a second time to get the second tablets, but the middle 40 days, he was not up the mountain. In fact, he was in the camp. And what was happening? What was happening was indeed that every day he'd go out to the tent in the distance and the people would express their regret and their remorse. What's powerful about the Ramban's interpretation here is that the sense of tshuva doesn't rest on the shoulders of Moshe, but it rests on the people. And he explains exactly what it is. He says, "V'natalo chutz l'machanesh t'yeh shechina medaberet lo misham." He pitched his tent outside the camp, ki enenu shura b'kerav ha'am, because God didn't want to be amongst the people. But the whole purpose was that the people would really feel God's distance and be able to express their repentance. And in this way, the Ramban has the nation of Israel as part of the tshuva process. I like the explanation of the Ramban for this reason, and also because it really follows the flow of the psukim. So I hope what we've done this week is really to articulate where this scene sits in the story. And in this explains much better why Hashem decided to issue the second tablets, why he decided to forgive the people. It isn't just because Moshe prayed for the people, but it's because the people themselves expressed to Hashem very clearly their desire that he return to the camp, their realization that they had made a grave mistake and that they wanted to restart again. And I think that is the prime drama of Parashat Ki Tisa. Thank you for listening. See you next week.